T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
For being with us, McNeil and Parkins on The Score, and Danny Mac is back. Sounded pretty good.
Thank you, Parkins.
Parkins, yes. It's good to have you back, Danny Mac. Baseball cannot catch a break, though, this year when it comes to weather or just games being played. So the White Sox, after getting snowed out in Minnesota, they go west to Oakland, and the tarp's on the field, and they're getting hit with sleet in Oakland.
Yeah, it's hail.
It's the coldest April 16th in the history of Chicago today, so we're experiencing uncharacteristically cold.
Got that going for us.
Yeah, which is nice. And baseball can't even play a game in a city, in a stadium with a dome. Did you see what happened in the Royals and Blue Jays today? They've canceled the game because the Sky Dome, I'll just read you the statement. Thursday's AL baseball game between the Blue Jays and Royals was called off after the retractable roof at Sky Dome jammed during a test run, sending chunks of the roof crashing to the field below. Quote, some very big pieces of metal fell on the field, Blue Jays president Paul Godfrey said. We're very, very thankful no one was on the field that could have gotten hurt. The biggest piece that came down was an estimated 8 feet by 6 feet. And a hole in the roof was plain to see from the outside with some debris hanging out.
That's crazy.
So they can't even play games in cities that have domes. Season's off to a rip-roaring start.
Terrific start everywhere you look.
Yeah, and I would love, like, I enjoy the act of, like, thinking about stuff and analyzing it and problem solving. And, you know, we
sooner or later, let's cut to the chase here, right?
Well, yeah, and I don't see this as being a solvable problem for Major League Baseball. It's just they play their games in months where it's cold. You can't play all of your games in domed and warm weather cities.
That's correct.
You're not going to shorten your season because of money, so you're going to have this.
There's no way 2019 can rival the mess we've seen this season, can it? I don't think it can.
Well, listen, I don't know, because climate change is happening, and it's real, and it's all it basically means is we have more extreme weather events in all sorts of directions, right? Like, it can be extreme hot, it can be extreme cold, you could have extreme precipitation, all sorts of different things. So, yeah, this is way worse than it was last year, but I'm not going to be the guy to bet against seeing crazier and crazier weather patterns and weather results over the next 10, 20, 50 years. Like,
you're not a gambler's fallacy guy when it comes to the weather?
No, I'm not. And like, the science is kind of out on that one. I think it's going to just get a little bit more extreme as we go here. So I think this is something we're going to just have to deal with.
See, I do believe things come around again, and I'm waiting for that March of 2012 to reappear when we had 10 days where it was more than 70 degrees in March.
Yeah.
10 days.
It's beautiful.
That's coming back.
Well, it'd be great to not have to wait.
Be good if it was next year.
Yeah.
Let's get it next year.
How about next week? Like, it'd be good to not have to.
You can't get to March next week. Can't make next week March, no matter how much I'd like to.
I forgot about that detail with your little anecdote there.
Yeah.
My bad. I just sped right through that stop sign. I would just like next week to be able to, you know, consider playing golf. Like, not dread walking my dog. You know what I mean? Like, just like little mundane tasks about being outside.
Yeah, just being out. When it's uncomfortable to be outside for more than 20 minutes, that sucks.
Yeah, well, and it doesn't, forget the games not being played, which is obviously the biggest part, right? Like, no White Sox games to react to because they did not occur. It also just doesn't feel like baseball season. Like, it feels like we should be talking about the NFL or the NBA or the NHL. Like, it doesn't
feel any different to me than a typical April.
Oh, see, to me it does. There was snow at the Sox game on opening day, and the Cubs opening day got pushed back too because of snow. Like, it doesn't feel like baseball outside. We haven't had that day where it's like, let's go out to the ballpark because it's nice out and there's baseball back. Like, baseball makes you feel like a little warmer. It's that companion sport for your summer, and we haven't had any warmth with our baseball yet. So it doesn't feel like baseball.
And it's particularly bad on the north side, too, because of the lake being right there.
Yes.
It always feels colder in Wrigley Field than it is. Always. Always has.
Yeah, that was why when the...
Les would tell you that's one word for that, bone-chilling cold.
yeah, there's one word for that, bone-chilling cold. That was the thing. Like when the Sox played a game that day and the Cubs didn't, they were like, well, the lake effect snow. I was like, okay, yeah, lake effect.
He can't stop himself, can he?
No. But what is it? Open mouth, say things?
Open mouth and say things.
Yeah, that's what
well,
happens.
Well, when I was driving by the ballpark last week, I think it was it Wednesday when I came in to visit?
That was your big appearance last week,
yeah.
Wednesday.
Right. Is that what I was being?
It was your big weekly appearance. Yeah,
and driving by the cell, because there was a ball game going on in there. As I drove by, I always call it the cell. It's always going to be the cell to me.
Okay. I've kind of settled in. I've noticed this. It wasn't conscious. I've started calling it Sox Park. I don't like the
That's
Gary.
Fine.
I don't like the rate.
That's fine.
I'm not there yet. I'm
the G-spot. Some people have been known to call it the G-spot.
Some people have been known to do that. But like I would like to call it Comiskey or New Comiskey, but like some people just push back against it. Don't you know they've changed the name? So I don't know. I found myself settling on Sox
Park. That's fine.
Okay.
Nobody will confuse that with another venue in town.
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah. You say Sox Park, nobody's going to the Sears Center.
Right.
In Estates.
not all. So you find yourself driving past the Gary. There were 900 people there.
There were literally 900 people there. And whoever counted them was probably right. That's what it looked like on television. And the Sox put zero after zero after zero up for several games in that series. It was frustrating to watch.
Yeah.
It's bad baseball.
Well, the thing is to me, again, for the Sox, I would not be living and dying with it as a Sox fan because you know you're not supposed to win this year.
But you're supposed to be you're supposed to hang in. You're supposed to be around, right? You're not supposed to go 1-5 at home.
Right, and you're 2-8 after starting 2-0, and it's gone.
Do they have 4 dates with Tampa this past week at home? Wasn't it 4? I thought
yeah,
it was 4
I think it was
straight
4.
Dates with
yeah.
Tampa.
Yeah. And you
and not, they won one of them.
Yeah, well, I mean they're not good. They're not a good baseball team yet. They're an incredibly young baseball team that had an over-under in Vegas of 68.5 wins. So 2-8 stretches for teams that maybe aren't going to win 70 games this year is not exactly an unheard-of proposition.
I didn't mind the Friday night break. I was ready for the Friday break. Now, I watched the Cubs. They had a marathon where they struggled to score runs on Friday as well. And Sherry says, what are you doing tonight? And I said, I'm going to watch the White Sox make 27 outs. Maybe they'll score a run or two along the way, but you can guarantee those outs. And actually, the game was called. The whole series was called. So I didn't get to those 27 outs.
But I think the Sox will still give you more reasons than not to watch this year. Like, I'm not as down on them as you are. I think Giolito is good to watch. I think Lopez is good to watch. You get to see Moncada every game. And then a few of the other guys, obviously Anderson has had a great start to the season. You're going to call up Kopech once the service time thing doesn't become a question. Then that's 3/5 of your rotation.
I'm down on a ball player when he misses a sign.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, Javi Baez ran through a sign at third base and ended up scoring, and it wasn't a good play, but he happened to score. Like, guys make mistakes.
That guy doesn't stop anybody. What is his name? Butterfield?
Yeah.
He doesn't stop anybody.
Maybe he doesn't have that much authority.
Why in the world would he be trying to stop Javi Baez?
Well, because he should have been out. The ball was hit 100 feet away from home plate, and he scored from first base. No, you're right. I like that. Err on the side of aggression.
Yeah.
Makes it more
exciting. Come on.
Can't have those plays at the plate anymore. But yeah, like it's really early, and they've played 12 games. So I personally think the Sox are still going to give you competitive, meaningful games this summer, and I am almost convinced that they're going to be the team that other people in the pennant race don't want to play. Because they're young, they're all playing for the starts of their career. Ricky's boys don't quit, that whole mantra.
Yeah.
They'll call up Kopech, they'll call up Eloy. Like I think the Sox are going to give you meaningful baseball in August.
You're probably right.
So don't get too down. It's 2-8.
It was the frustration of not being able to talk and being sentenced to watch baseball because it felt like a sentence. Like, okay, you can't contribute on the air, so sit your fat ass in the chair and watch endless White Sox baseball.
Sure.
And that's what it felt like.
And
my God, here I am again. Here they are again.
Well, do you want to give the audience an update on the situation? As you, because you said it was a sentencing. You're back. Danny Mac is back.
Yeah, I have.
Let's give everybody an update.
I have a paralyzed vocal cord. I'd never heard of this prior to 2 weeks ago, and I was diagnosed a week ago this past Friday with a paralyzed vocal cord. So I am learning how to breathe differently and get through this and be able to push enough air to make my voice livable.
Right.
I know it's not good, but I'm just trying to get to passable.
And, awesome. And paralyzed is what it sounds like, right? Like you just have to learn how to speak differently.
Yeah,
like that'll always
different way to move air over your vocal cords. Yes.
Well, I am a little invested in your well-being and the show's well-being, so I was looking into it and doing some research, and it's absolutely something that could be overcome. So that's a good sign, right? If you're sounding good, you'll get better, you'll get stronger.
It'll get better.
And it'll get better.
It'll get better.
All right.
It got better. Wednesday, I cut it loose a little bit. Thursday, it was sore. So I rested it Thursday. Tomorrow will be interesting to see where it is, but we got to go 5 hours tomorrow. And then we have a short show on Wednesday.
One day at a time.
That's right.
That's all we can do, Danny, man.
Oh, jeez.
That's all we can do. One foot in front of the other, one segment until the next.
That's right. So
what are you guys going to do Wednesday when the Cubs get rained out?
Mac's going to... Shep.
That's great.
Don't even say that.
That's great.
Mac,
you know,
is
doubleheader coming
too.
In September.
Yeah, right, when Mac's voice is better.
Wait till we get to those doubleheaders, though.
We'll get a doubleheader. Yeah,
It'll be a Saturday.
They scheduled this Cardinals game for a Saturday. Come on, do us a solid. Throw that on a weekday. Help us out, right? The other one was, the Braves one was put on a weekday.
Monday, the 14th of May.
Monday, the 14th of May. So we got that one coming in. So you can rest your voice that day.
Okay.
May 14th.
I have more shots, too. I have an injection scheduled for the 1st of May, where they stick this gel injection made of collagen into your tracheal tube. It sort of serves as a lubricant between the two vibrating vocal cords.
Okay.
Sounds tasty, doesn't it?
Yeah. Was it painful?
No. It's a little unnerving.
Sure. Something going.
But it wasn't painful. No, you get the gag reflex. He said, "You have a very strong gag reflex. I'm going to have to do this again." Again?
Well, a couple careers you can't change to, but that's okay. By the way, we put a poll question out there earlier because you and Bernsey said if the Sox gave away free tickets and free parking and it was 60 degrees and had a week to promote a weeknight game, would they fill the stadium? Because the A's are doing the 50 years of the Coliseum and... apparently, a couple hundred thousand people asked for it. You guys say they would not fill the stadium. 52% of voters agreeing with you. Over 1,600 votes cast.
Wow.
So far. Would the stadium be full? That's at Danny Park. It's on Twitter. Me and Casper and Kevin Zipek are on the other side and say yes. Like, I just think you guys are undervaluing the power of free.
Undervaluing the stay away factor that ballpark possesses.
What about the A's? And like you said, we'll see if the game actually fills up tomorrow. Like, we'll see.
Well, but you can't promote that it's going to be great weather until a couple days beforehand. You can't be like, all right, in a week, we know it's going to be awesome outside in April in Chicago.
But would you agree then that the Oakland comp is a pretty good one? They've promoted this event. It's two bad teams. It's going to be decent weather. It's a weeknight game. And they got a couple hundred thousand people requesting the vouchers.
It's also, they sold it as the 50th anniversary of baseball in Oakland.
Yeah.
It's the A's organization there. So they're able to promote it differently.
So you think
more
people
might get some old farts to go who want to see the 72-3-4 A's reunion,
right?
Too.
So you think more people are going to that game because of 50
years of the Coliseum?
It's like
a celebration of the team, not to see the A's of 2018.
Well, I understand. Okay, but it's,
yeah, they're going to see Reggie.
I think they're going because
Joe Rudy,
it's free.
Bert Campaneris.
Got a lot of ideas that were just thrown out in different directions while Mac plays pick a player with himself and just names old A's players.
70s A's. I'm surprised he hasn't gone to Billy Williams yet. That's his guy.
He'll get there at some point. I'd love the Sox to try it now because I just really enjoy being right.
Any other month, maybe, and I'm fully on board with you. April is such a cluster bleep that you can't count on anything in this month in this town.
May is unreliable.
Much better
than April, but you have your days where the rain is coming down sideways and it's 35 degrees in May too.
I think people would go out in the rain if it was free.
Oh my god.
I really do.
Oh my god.
It's free.
I need to take you to a Sox game.
I've been to Sox games.
Show trip.
Danny's
you
in.
You know what? $10. Always. $10, we don't make it. $10, one of us bails.
I'm in. I went to like 70.
What are the conditions going to have to be for all four of us to go to a Sox game and sit and be there at first pitch all together sometime this summer?
I went to like 7 Sox games in the
seats
last year.
Not with us three.
No, not with you three. I'm in.
It's on my way home.
Tanny.
I mean, my track record speaks for itself. I think you know I'm in no matter what.
Yeah, Tanny's in. I'm in.
I see Tanny at the games regularly.
It's on Mac's way home. I don't know if he will stay the whole nine. But...
Oh, yeah, I can guarantee you I won't stay the whole nine.
Who wants to do that?
Do you guys like sports?
Seven innings.
That's, I would have taken the under if I was betting your Sox day.
If they get the 7 innings in 2.5 hours, that's enough.
Okay.
I like to sing the stretch and then go away.
So it's got to be a good opponent on a weekend in good weather.
Pitcher has to be solid.
It's not too cold. Not too hot either, because I don't like sweating.
Sweating like you're sweating right now?
I stopped myself.
All right, great. There's a story that I feel like is not getting nearly enough attention. We should give some to it. It's coming up. It's McNeil and Parker. And game 2 of Warriors-Spurs is tonight. The audio brought to you by Indeed. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you could post the job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire. Even if you're not an NBA fan or following the story, this Kawhi Leonard story is bizarre. It is a story of a top 10 player in the league ostensibly quitting on his team in the postseason, when he's got a Supermax contract coming up in the future, and Greg Popovich, the most respected coach in the sport, arguably college or pro.
I think that's fair.
He's throwing him under the bus. Listen to Pop postgame when he just got his head kicked in by the Warriors, and he's talking about the game, he hates being there, and Kawhi Leonard. Asked later if there was any chance that Kawhi rejoins his team during the series, Popovich said, quote, "You'll have to ask Kawhi and his group that question."
The group.
Because
it's about the group.
Because Kawhi Leonard has been cleared by the Spurs doctors, but Kawhi Leonard's doctors have not agreed with the Spurs medical decision. And so Derrick Rose, right? That's the comp that everybody goes to. But this is even another level to it.
Oh, this is playoff basketball.
Right.
This is different.
And he didn't tear his knee. It's not the same type of injury. And he's not with the team. Like, he's not even on the bench. He's physically not there supporting the team as he goes. And now,
it's a hell of a way to approach that max deal.
Well, right. And what if you're the Bulls or if you're any team and you're trying to trade for Kawhi Leonard at some point after, you know, he's got one more year and then the super max, like, what do you do? How much of a value hit does this have? Because he's arguably the best two-way player in the league, not named LeBron James. He's 26 years old. He's an amazing talent. And he was supposed to be like the quiet, humble superstar with the best organization in the league.
Oops.
And now he's just not showing up when he's been cleared to play. Like, I don't really know what you do with this one, and I don't really have a great comp for it. So after the update, I want to see if you have any comp for it in any sport. So you got one for me? Because it's not as... He doesn't sign the contract this offseason. If I said that incorrectly, I apologize. He's got one more year, and then it's the Supermax.
No, that's what you said.
Okay.
You said it right.
So it's not even just like, oh, he's holding out for his money now. He still has to play, presumably, all of next season.
I can't think of a situation where a guy missed time during the playoffs extended like this. I can think of a couple of instances where guys had mental health issues and missed the biggest game of their careers.
Sure.
Barrett Robbins, the center for the Raiders,
who
missed
AWOL.
Their Super Bowl, and Stanley Wilson of the Bengals did the same thing back in the late 80s. But I can't – and, it you know, just armchair reaction to this, it sounds like mental illness to me.
Really?
Yes.
See, that's interesting because to me, the comp is Derrick Rose. Like that's the closest thing, because the Bulls said he was clear. Derrick disagreed. He didn't play. He injured it in the playoffs. He missed the entire next season when other guys had come back sooner from ACL reconstruction. And they tried to be like, well, every ACL is not the same. But it was like he was still around the team. He was still in the good graces of the organization. Yep. They had just signed him to the contract. Like, they were getting frustrated with Derek for not playing when they had cleared him, but he was still on and around the team. Kawhi Leonard is not in San Antonio. He's not in Oakland. He's just, I think he's in New York with his team and his doctors, like, doing what he does. And so, like, I don't think the Bulls have the number one right now, right? I'm a diehard Bulls fan. I love what Markkanen did. I think that they've got a couple of nice pieces out there, but, like, I don't think they have the best player on a title team yet on their roster. And if they get the seventh pick in the draft, it's really tough to get that guy at that pick. More likely than not, that will be another complimentary piece. So if you could tell me that Kawhi Leonard is going to be traded to the Bulls, he's absolutely good enough to be the best player on a title team. Like, I think that is no doubt about it, no questions asked. But what do you do with this? Like, how much value goes down for him? Like, you trade for Kawhi Leonard when he's not willing to play or be with his team in the playoffs. Greg Popovich and the Spurs can't get through to him. So you think that Garpax and Fred Hoiberg are going to get through to him? And you don't know if he's willing to play through injury, and he hasn't yet signed the huge deal. Like, I would think that this is killing his, like, value in the league and his reputation among players in the league, even though players are normally like, man, go get your money, take care of your own body.
They usually,
like,
understand this, but this, like, doesn't make any sense. There's no money to be gained. There's nothing to be gained short term for this.
Right. He's got to play next season to get the Supermax. He's got a whole new season ahead of it. And I don't really know what to do with this one. And
we don't have enough information to have an educated opinion on it.
I guess. I mean, most times, though, fans just take the word of the team doctor. Team doctor clears him, he should be playing. Like, so why I think this is interesting, also from, like, a coverage standpoint, is if this was any of the other top 10 players in the NBA who were more either in bigger markets or more known stars or more outspoken or shoe contract commercials, like Westbrook, Harden, LeBron, Durant, Steph Curry, Anthony Davis, whomever, Chris Paul, like this, and I just did him because of the national commercial, like, this is the number one talker, right? It's like, is Kawhi Leonard a quitter? Is Kawhi Leonard soft? And no one's talking about it because of San Antonio and his demeanor. So it's an interesting thing where a player of his caliber could have a story that you, 30 years in the business, don't have a really good comp for.
I can't recall one.
And it's a big story in NBA circles.
Sure.
But it hasn't really crossed over into, like, the mainstream national talk of a commercial. And it's partly because of all the things I just said. He's the quiet superstar, and it's San Antonio, and nobody thinks they could beat Golden State anyway. But it's just, it's a really bizarre thing. And so if San Antonio tries to trade him this offseason, normally that would be multiple first-round picks, multiple pieces. Like, that's superstar player in his prime. That those guys don't really get traded in the NBA. And now I have no idea what you would do with the value of Kawhi Leonard this offseason.
Yeah, he's not helping himself.
No.
Let me ask you this.
Sure.
It's off topic, but
that's fine.
How long did Greg Popovich act like an a-hole with the reporters after the game?
How
long did he give those flip, curt responses?
Tanny, how long did you edit that down from?
Eventually, he started talking like a human being and talked a little bit about the game. I know that's not
the lead.
Yeah,
eventually he did get around to just being a little bit normal about it. You know, he was definitely curmudgeon-y in the first couple minutes, but eventually calmed it down.
Because it's not the reporter's fault that his player isn't there.
No.
It's not their fault.
Well,
that guy got jerked to them.
And then Pop during, I guess, shoot-around today was a little bit more cordial to everyone. They were all yucking it up, like, you know, but then he'll turn around and do the same thing again, I'm sure.
Well, because
lose by 20 again and turn into an ass wipe.
He's known for being a curmudgeon, and, like, he's also became, like, kind of popular for it. Like, he's like the one guy that is beyond
with some
yeah, but that comes with winning, right? It's the same thing in the NFL with Belichick. Pop wins, so he does that, and the media largely gives him a pass. Like, if Fred Hoiberg handled the media like that, he would be skewered.
if you got
five rings, like, you're like, oh,
you're gonna act like an a-hole.
It's just Pop being Pop.
He's being an a-hole.
No question about that. I just think it's an insane story, and I would love the Bulls to get him.
It's a crazy story, and it's a story that certainly deserves to be kicked around.
Well, especially because, like, I really think they might trade him. The Spurs can't make it work with Kawhi Leonard. they make it work with everybody. Like, everything they do works, except somehow this. So I really think they might trade him, and I would love the Bulls to be interested, but I have no idea what his value now should be. Lawrence Holmes in studio with us, McNeil and Parkins on the score. No Cubs baseball, full Lawrence Holmes show.
Yes, I'm excited. It's weird because I'm in, like, complete, like, no-show mode, so I was sitting at home, like, listening to podcasts today, like catching up. I saw the Andre the Giant documentary.
I haven't watched it yet. It might be tonight.
Oh, it's going to make you sad. I can tell you that. I'm going to talk about it a little bit later on. But and then I get it's like, hey, full show tonight. So the boys put together, I think, a full show. It's been, hello,
hi,
by the way.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. I'm good.
Are you going to Greg Popovich me? Are we only going to get one word answers out of you?
Yeah, I'm doing the best I can, you know?
All right.
Yeah.
Is it loosened up or what? What's the deal?
Sometimes it feels like it has loosened up and then it goes back to being squirrely again on me. So
you could, if you got three gears, you can do a show. You got three of the five, you can do a show.
Andre the Giant, his hand was the size of a canned ham.
They spend a lot of time in the documentary talking about his hands and all the different people that, like, put their hands up against his, and then he would just, like, put his hand over your head.
Oh, my
right.
God. My hands are not small hands. And he just engulfed. It just gone.
You've shook his hand?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was the story for
when
that?
When he was alive.
Well, yeah.
The size
now.
Of a canned ham.
yeah, it's kind of ours.
Just huge. I've never seen hands like that.
What was the circumstance in which you and Andre the Giant found each other shaking each other's hand?
The media tour. He was he was doing wrestling stuff, and I had a microphone in his face.
I like it.
Were you on a like a staircase or something?
Yes.
Because
yes.
I mean, you kind of have to.
Yeah.
They put you on a box.
7 feet.
Seven.
Two.
Supposedly 7'4", but probably closer to 7 feet. Because, you know, they lie because it's wrestling.
Of course.
But it made me sad. And Tanny brought up a really good point that basically every documentary on a wrestler, if it isn't The Rock, he's going to make
a sad ending.
Yeah, all the endings are sad or criminal or really, really sad or horrific in Chris Benoit's case. Yeah.
Ric Flair, you know, bad father.
Terrible father. But at least at that one, because he didn't die. Like, because he didn't die.
He almost drank himself to death, right?
And he almost died, like, right before the 30 for 30 came out.
Yeah.
Then it would have been sad because he's still alive and his daughter's doing well now in WWE. We were at least able to kind of go, all right. I mean, sure, terrible person, terrible father, but he gave us a lot of joy and he seems to be okay.
Hell of a documentary. Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, no, it was really good. I wanted to ask you the question. I don't know if you heard the show or saw the poll question. We totally random place to start the show, but off of how we haven't had any actual baseball to really react to for the most part.
You've had five Chicago baseball games banged over the last, 96 hours or whatever it is.
Right.
72 hours? 72 hours.
And the Sox are about to play in Oakland, and tomorrow's game is the 50th anniversary of the Coliseum, and so they're giving away free tickets to the A's game, and apparently six figures worth of people registered for tickets, and they're expecting to fill the stadium. It led to the conversation of, do you think if the Sox had a week to promote a weekday game in April, two bad teams, and the temperature, I could tell you, was going to be 60 degrees, would the Sox fill the park? Free tickets, free parking.
The free parking is a big thing.
I know.
Because I'm serious. Because
I love this.
I'm serious.
This conversation would only apply to the White Sox.
Because you don't know how many times I have talked about, like, on the air, giving away my tickets. And people are like, are you giving away parking too?
Sure.
Like, you can't give the 20. I'm giving you four tickets, and you can't go the 20 to park the car.
Or take the red line.
Or whatever.
$10 on Sundays.
Yeah, it's like $7 to get in.
Yes or no, does it fill?
If you're telling me that it's a 60-degree day, and the tickets are free, and the parking is free.
Here comes the Tampa Rays.
Oh, God. Why did they play that game? no one cared about that game. No one cared about that game.
No, bro, it's free.
No, no, for free. Yeah, I'm saying that
he's talking about Thursday.
I'm talking about the game that game should not even be played.
I mean, and neither should Saturday for the Cubs. But the question: would they fill it?
I think they'd fill it.
Yes, I think that there would be because of the carnival like it kind of harkens back to Bill Veeck. Honestly, the idea of wow, there's a free game, like literally a free game. To go to.
Here's a reaction. Danny said he could just hear his family members, like his dad. It's going to be a zoo down there.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to be there.
No.
I'm going to stay at home and watch.
No, there's some truth to
that. We White Sox fans look for reasons not to go.
We also honestly, we're really being honest. We kind of like that. The park isn't always full. Like
when you have someone sitting next to you, like, hey, what's up with this guy?
Yeah, sit next to me. Go sit down there. You know, there's a lot of room spread out.
Used to company.
There is some of that that goes into it, but I think if you made it an event and said if there was a celebration like what the A's are doing attached to it, and you said free tickets, free parking, but I guarantee you that. While Danny Parkins is saying this on the air, the week leading up to it, the text message is going to fill. Well, do I get free hot dogs too?
I mean, I think you guys. I mean, it's been fascinating. I mean, the poll is literally split 52-48.
Not a surprise.
Me, Z-Pac, and Len Casper thinks it fills up. You, Mac, and Bernsie. Thinks it doesn't. Tanny thinks it doesn't. I just think you guys are underestimating free. You said it fills. Excuse me. My apologies.
I think it fills, but I think that we're going to still complain.
Okay.
You think it'll be close.
Lauren said it'll fill, but put the asterisk next. They'll bitch about the hot dog prices.
Okay.
Man. Can I have a hot dog too?
And it's Wednesday. Wednesday day games are dollar dog days, right? To me, that's a reason to go.
No question.
But I have tired of the White Sox attendance conversation overall. If you don't want to go, don't go.
Of course.
But I'm going to go and I'm going to have a good time. And there's still plenty of people. As easy as it is for us, there's still plenty of people that have never been to a baseball game. Yeah. That have never been. And when they go, their experience is usually great. I'm always looking for the street taco guy now at 35th and Shields. That and give me some churros, I'm good to go watching a game.
It just had never even crossed my mind that free would be a debate. Never crossed my mind. What do you have on the full show tonight?
Tonight we're going to talk about what people did instead of watching baseball. I spent a lot of time watching the NBA playoffs, and I swear – the NHL needs to figure out a way to bottle playoff hockey because the goals that have been scored so far in the NHL playoffs are unbelievable. You have guys doing all sorts of stuff that they need to figure out a way to get people to watch it. So we'll talk a little bit about that.
Don't put the games on the Golf Channel.
It's a bad idea. Or CNBC. Yeah. Those are bad ideas that you shouldn't do. So we'll do that. We're going to talk with Mark Gonzalez of the Tribune. He'll be on the show. Alicia Roman of NBC5 is going to be on at 6:45 to explain, is there ever going to be a break in the weather? We'll talk with her. Kelly Krull is going to be on the show at 8 o'clock. We'll talk about what's going on with the Cubs. And Scott Merkin, what have the White Sox been doing the last 3 days? We'll ask him about that. So we've got a full boat show ready for you.
Sounds good.
He's Lawrence Holmes. He's Dan McNeil. Welcome back. Thanks to Charles Davis and Len Casper. Great job by Kevin Z-Pac with the updates, Nick Shepkowski and Chris Tannehill. I'm Danny Parkins. We're back tomorrow with McNeil and Parkins on the Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.